Since it's the Shabbos Bar Zachar, I think instead of Pekimus Asakin on a Tainus, I figured the Nibis Chiris and Malik will keep the island a little better. Chinuch, Mitzvah Pesh Gimel discusses the Mitzvah of Chiris and Malik. Shavein Lizchem Hashas Hamolch Yisrael Shehischil is Gareis Bam. The Tais in Mitzrayim, the Terem Nos the Goyim Amleches Yodilei. No one started up. Yechin Shikos the Reish is Goyim Amolch. Reish is Goyim Amolch. They were the first ones to start up. Tagumi Reish Kirvayi Yisrael Have Amolch. The first ones to wage a war against Klai Yisrael the Amolch. Shachol Yireim and Yishamim Hayalak Deila Shas Hashem Las Lohem Hashem Mitzrayim. Amalekim, Biroya Lavavam, Mizgamara, Leshosa Liba Mokozet, Biyisgaru Bam, they start up with us. Beviru Besai Kachi Rosam, Agadayla Milev Sharumas. They took away the fear that was in the heart of all the Goyim. The famous Moshel, Yer Sachas, he had the boiling bath, and everyone's scared to go in. And one guy jumps in and cools it down. So, he gets burned, but he cooled down other people, so to Amalek. That's why it says Zochir Hazeish Chalamolik Mederach Zeis Mitzrayim. The Chinuch goes on to explain.
I never really understood that because, like, people are going to be terrified once they see that Amalek got wiped out, got killed by Chalisol. So why? What did they cool off exactly? If anything, it was Weiterschwer.
Amalek still survived. They got burnt bad, but they survived. So you see that it's possible. This way, thought Chalisol was impregnable. Impossible. You can't touch Klai Yisrael. Here we saw, okay, you get burnt, but you know, still they stay. The Amalek wasn't totally destroyed. Now, so the Mechinah goes on to say, "Kedagim Shoshe Mitzvah, Los Lebeinu Shkol Meitzel Yisrael." He's hated from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kilafi Rosei V'Armas Reb Niskoi Tiam Palosei V'Rosei K'mashatam Meitzel Amalek. So actually, the Chinuch adds a little knetch of it. It's not just that we should hate him. Like he goes on to explain that it's connected to Mechias Amalek. Why is his Nashma Potter? Because but here he says it's also Indian of that the idea is that Amalek is hated for Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, it seems to be an Indian of Halach Bedrachov. That the idea is the point is that he should be hated, that he's hated by Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a point. That's part of the idea of harboring this sinner is because he's hated by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Medina Mitzvah, we say Zechiri Belev Ubepet Chayinu B'Sifri and Teres Kainim Zochas Eishet Chal Malek Yochel B'Vav Chag Shulaimer Leiteshkach Eishich Zalev Amar Mani Mekayim Zochas Eishayinim Picha. Right? So what do we see? That it's not just enough that you shouldn't forget it. You have to remember it B'Peh. K'desh Leishkach Adover Pen Techlash Eivosa Eitechsem Alvava Yisbaruch Zman. That's B'Peh to arouse the sinner. Now, the Chinuch says, okay, Teres Kainim Zifri, they both say it has to be B'Peh. What does that mean? How you kind mitzvah pet? That doesn't say in the Torah. So he says he's not sure. First of all, how often do you have to do it? Zman kamu b'shanai b'yayim? Was it like tzchias is mitzrayim? It's every day, right? Or no? Maybe because tzchias mitzrayim that's ikaredas amuna in Hakadosh Baruch Hu took us out of mitzrayim. Maybe here not. Then he says. And this is really just, and maybe here it's enough once a year, once a year, 2 or 3 years. Where does he get that from? It means that because there are some places where they read the Torah, they've only finished the Torah. Gemara says in Marava, they only finish the Torah once every 3 years. And the parishes are smaller, and once every 3 years they finish the Torah. So in other words, so once every 3 years do you read the parasha naturally in Torah of a parasha of Zachar. So maybe that's all you need. In other words, there's no chiv in the rise of Parsha Zachar, just by going through the cycle of the Chumash. So you're going to hear it once every couple of years, that's enough. Mulai Naimar ki min hagen shel Yisrael parash zakh la kreis beshavs miyukhe bchol shana mishana mifne mitzvah zu shel kavu kein, maybe it's because of the mitzvah of zakhar. Now, then he says, at the end, Vayivrol Zev, Leizacha Belibay, Vekar Bepiv Ma'ilam, Leizacha Belibay, Vekar Bepiv Ma'ilam. All of a sudden, it's very interesting. He had a tzad, it's every day. Then he had a tzad, maybe it's once every couple of years, depending on, you know, do you be with Kriyas HaTayra. Then he had a third tzad, that maybe it's once a year, and that's Parash HaZachar, that's the Raisa. Then, it's funny, all at the end, he seems to be the dealing with the tzad, they didn't have it mentioned earlier b'chal. It wasn't one of the three tzadim. He says, "Va'ivral zeb leizachah b'libay v'kara b'piv me'aylam." All of a sudden, it's me'aylam. That meaning that your whole life you never mentioned parash zach, you never mentioned Mamalek, then you're battling the mitzvah. So the chinuch is very torn about exactly what the gedder of the chiyuv is. How often is the chiyuv? Now, it's interesting. So is the Rambam in the chinuch when he brings the mitzvah atchil, he doesn't say anything about kriyas atayra. Just to mention, well, what's the mitzvah? To mention the things that Amalek did, right? And he has had this your whole life. And the Rambam also says, also that you should know the Eiva, Yitzivonu, Lizkar, Mashas, Amalek, Ma'akdim, Lahar, Lanu, etc. When Oyer, Na'anafash, is bim Mamarim, Lilachim, boy. You should Oyer the sinner with Mamarim, right? Doesn't have to be, it could be a Musa Shmuz about Amalek, could be a Stam, a story about Amalek, right? Ramadan doesn't say anything about Kriyas HaTayra over here. The Chinuch, you know, throws it in as one of its Tadim, but the Ramadan's affairs. And Ram also in the Yad HaChazaka, Mitzvah say, Lizko Tomin Maisa Varoim Arivasai, Kidei Lo'ir Eivasai, Shunem HaZaka Sashar HaMalek, Piyashmu Alam, there's Charbapeh. He doesn't say anything that has to be the parish of Zaka Yisrael HaMalek, or even the parish of Yad HaMalek, we'll see with the Magen Avram. So back upon it, both in the Ram and the Chizuk, the idea is to harbor the sinner and to remind yourself of the terrible thing that Malik did, that you should keep up the sinner. And this is smack. It's mashma different akuda. He says, and it's not only has to do with the karas atay batsim. He says, like the shkaich maisa Malik, the chsiv like sishkach, pirish a gosh baruch hu, hatzileinu miyadai, bavur zyeh, ti yirasai alpaneinu levil dinechta. So, first of all, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu etzilanu miyadai. Not so much to harbor the hate, the sin against Amalek, what Amalek did. Rather, it's Karzak Tai, it's Gosh Baruch Hu saved us from Amalek. And he said, interesting, that would be a stimulus to we shouldn't have errors. But what was that here, a son of Alpaneinu? The building of that, no, Karzak Tai. That's very, HaKaras HaTayv is a very powerful tool that can be used in a very Hashem. And he has also, B'zeh Yitin Lenu Kayach Linakim Imenu. I wasn't sure what he meant with that. B'zeh Yitin Lenu Kayach Linakim Imenu. In the Chinuch, it was you want to remember the sinner so that you should be all fired up to kill Amalek, right? B'zeh Yitin Lenu Kayach sounds like maybe Hagufa that you're going to have a Karas HaTayv, and because of that, you're not going to do Averis, and Ela, you'll have a Siyat Deshmai to be able to kill him. It wasn't clear to me, the smack fears ice over here, when he does also bring in the Nakama against Malek, but not necessarily in the same context as the Chinuch, because he never said it was that we should remember the sinner, and the Rambam, the Chinuch, we should remember the sinner. He's not saying that. So that's all. Okay. Now, so they all brought down the Sifri and the Sifra. There has to be Bepeh. Now, as we mentioned in the Rambam, it's very clear that you don't need the Kriyas HaTayra b'chal. There's no mention b'chal in the Rambam about Kriyas HaTayra. The Chinuch at least mentions it in passing, but the Chinuch also wasn't mashma that's the only way to do it. And the Rambam is beferish, ma'amarim. Now the Ramban Gufa grapples with this question, and the Ramban first he wanted to say that it's Ayideh Kriyas HaTorah. Shenik Parsha Molech B'tzibur. Nimtzel made him in HaTorah B'shnei Zachar. Then it comes out that when the Mishnah says the Parsha Zachar, this is the second Parsha. The Dala Parsha is the second Parsha Zachar. That's a Chiyah D'Raisa. Kriyas HaTorah, Raman says. V'yismach L'Mikr Megillah Min HaTorah. Because Mikr Megillah is also an oifen of a Kriya B'tzibur of something that relates to Amalek. Not necessarily the parish of Zachar Amalek itself, but it's a related parasha. And L'chaira, I'm just thinking there actually, that from this Ramban, yeah, this would be a smach to the Magen Avram, that we'll see later. The Magen Avram says you could be Yitzah Zachiris, Ma'is Amalek, with the Kriyas HaTorah on Purim. We read the Yavai Amalek. We don't say Zachar, we don't read the parish and say it, say. We read the parish, right? And Mishal, we read the Yavai Amalek. And the Magen Avram says, yeah, it's say.
Why not from the Megillah itself?
Why does the Magen Avram say Megillah itself? Don't know. Because the Megillah doesn't let you talk about Amalek. Okay? So that's Chiddush of the Ramban. I'm saying though, B'chal Masayim Manah, if the Ramban's willing to say that even Megillah, which is tangentially related to Mechias Amalek, yeah.
That what, that you'll be Yaitse? Or that it's just this?
Okay, so the Rambam says, okay, valid point. When the Ramban says that it's a smach, Mikra Megillah, L'chayri, it sounds like the Zakim of the Zakhir Aliyah Mikra Megillah also. Otherwise, why is it a smach? It sounds at least a Zakim of it. So that would definitely be a raya, the Kolshke, the Magen Avraham. We're not much talking about the Ma'is Amalek, the Avi Amalek. And they'll come to feed them, right? That L'chayra would be a raya. Anyway, L'chayra is no, in what we saw till now, there's no reason to say, and even those that are saying there's a Chi of Kriya, yeah? And but the way the Chiddush describes it, it's to remember the Ma'is Amalek. So even though it doesn't say Timcha Zech Amalek in the parish of Yavai Amalek, yeah? And even though the Chinuch says that the remembering it is in order to arouse the sinah, they should be meichah, and that's why he's going to say Nashim HaPater, yeah, because the part of the Mechiz Amalek, the part of the Zechir also, but it doesn't say anywhere in the Chinuch that it's dafka the parish of Zachar. He says also, you should, in the beginning, just tell over the story. Say the story, what happened, and how bad Amalek is. They were the first ones that started up. Right? He doesn't mention anything that the Schira, in the Schira itself, there has to be a mention of the Mechias HaMalek. Even the Chinuch that ties the two together, to me it seems clear that Pashto Magen Avraham be Yaitzei of HaMalek. Even though some Sfarim says not like that. That for the Chinuch, that it has to be for the Mechia, to Mela. That's why you only yates with Zachar, because there it says Machetimcha, and the Yavam Malki doesn't say it. The argument of Magen Avraham. Well, I think the way the Chinuch describes the whole mitzvah, you have to say all what happened. In the parasha of Yavam Malik, that was the original story. That was the original story when they came. And you can say it. It's just telling us. Remember what happened then. But here was live. This is when the story happened. So, and that's gonna rouse the hatred, and maybe you'll be inspired to be meicha. So to say that because there's a connection between the schir and the mechia, because of that you're not yait the parash of Yomolek, and he has died the ain't shum svar to say that. But what else? Now. You know the certain sfarim I'm talking about.
What?
I said certain sfarim, you know. So, very good. Now, So the man himself has a tzad that it's with the Kriyas HaTorah. Then he himself says, no, that maybe the mitzvah is that you have to tell over the story to your children. And so also by Ma'aseh Miriam, which is also in the Torah's Kayin, there's four things over there. There's Shabbos, Zochim Shabbos Akasha, Kiddush, Maisa Molech, Maisa Miriam, and Zochesh Es Hashem Iksaftem Hashem Makiacha b'Midbar. You made Hashem angry in the Midbar. With that, so Kun Ramban, if you don't tell the kids, it could be not Makan in the Mitzvah. We just told you this morning. You have to get, you gather your kids around once a year and tell them what happened with Miriam and what happened in the, and Esh Hashem Iksaftem and Midbar. Now, oh, so in the Rishonim so far, the Rambam maybe was created. That's I end up saying not like that, but there are Rishonim that say lehedya that the mitzvah is dafka with kriyas atayra. Shemaz Deshen brings down a number of Rishonim like that, and one of the main makayras is the Rosh, the famous Rosh. Actually, people misquote this Rosh. Because people quote the Rosh as saying that the reason why Rabbi Elazar was Meshachar Avdai, the reason why Rabbi Elazar was Meshachar Brachis, not from Zion, that Rabbi Elazar was Meshachar Avdai for a minion, the Gemara says. Even though Zoylam Tavaydu, even though Meiser Blazer, Shnuch Beis Knesset, Lamot Asara, Meshachar Avdai, Meshlimel Asara, yeah? He needed a minion. See, the Meshachar is Eved. Ben Gemara, what do you mean? I call Meshachar Avdai, everybody say, Lael Mem Tavaydu, it's a bit less say. Gemara says, it's about Mitzvah Shiny, Mitzvah Bavari, Mitzvah the Rabbin. Yeah? That's what Gemara says. The Rosh says, the Rosh is wondering, what's this all about? What's going on over here? How is he allowed to do that? Says the Rosh, well, what the Olam Asay the Rabbim, the Chsid, the Gdashi B'Seich B'nei Yisrael, V'hainu Asay the Mekachas Hashem B'Asar B'Rabbim, V'afil Av Milz Drabbanon, K'gayin, L'Shmaya Kedushu Baruch Hu. There's a kiyum of the Gdashi and Kedushu Baruch Hu, it's only Chiv Drabbanon. Shlem Etzinu Lo Yikim in Atayra, Afil Hachi, Dachi Asay the Yachid, since it's Mitzvah the Rabbim, you know Mitzvah the Drabbanon, it's Dachi Asay the Yachid. Lo mistaber li the ma'ariv basar deraisa. It's not mistaber that Rabbi Elazar m'shachter avdai for din deraisa. What kagain? Because parash is zacha shuman atayra. The mash mecholing in ma'ariv. So the Rosh had a possibility that in some parash is zacha. So derech agav you could take out of this Rosh, yes. That Parashach is the Raisa, and the Kriya of Parashach is the Raisa. Not only that, but Kriya Basara in Parashach is the Raisa of the Rosh. That's the Chiddush in this Rosh. And that's why that could have been a possibility why Reb Elazar was over on Loyal Mem Tavaydu to Meshachar Avdai. That would have been a good enough reason. But he says, not Mestab, that's what Gemara is talking about. Therefore, he says, as the Gemara says, say the Rabbim, even if it's Fidush Lakash and Gdusha, which is merely it was only Rabbanan. Still we say it's Daicha. I say it's Rabbim, it's Daicha, say the Yachid. Even Rabbanan. The male has a big time with the Mahag, whatever, you can look at yourself. Agapanim, but I've seen that some people quote the Rosh. Oh, the Rosh says the reason why it's Meshach Rabdai was for Parash Zachar. The Rosh says that would have been a good reason, but Mai says that's not the reason the Rosh says. He says, don't say that that's the reason. What was the gate to our sugya? We see the Rosh holds that Parash Zachar creates Parash Zachar and Asar is Zeraisa. Now, Shemaz Deshen brings down the Rosh, meaning the other Rishonim, that Minot Taisa Shans, Ancient Krim Zeraisa, Rak Parash Zachar. Then he quotes Taisvis in. There's a sugya in the beginning of the second parak. And we had a whole discussion to Machalis Tanayim if Kol Tarkula is Lashon HaKadosh Nemra or B'chol Lashon. What does it mean? What's the meaning of if it's Lashon HaKadosh? Rashi says, Likris Matayra. Rashi says, what do you mean? Like, here, the Ezra taking the Kriyas HaTayra. It's Rabbanan. So what's the discussion whether the Tayra is Lashon HaKadosh Nemra or B'chol Lashon? So Ezra says, Ishlaim. The Ma'ariv Parashim, B'chuyav and Likra is their eyes. My Parashim Zachar. So here Taisa says, Mashma by Parash Zachar is a chiyuv kriya deraisa. But, it's not mefurish in Taisvis that there's a kriya berabim or from a kriya from a sefer Torah that you don't see in Taisvis. There's a chiv kriya bepeh, a parsha zachar, and maybe a parsha in the Torah, yeah, a Malek or a zachar, but you don't see in Taisvis there's a chiv kriya satayra in parsha zachar that you don't see necessarily. But in the Rosh you do. In the Rosh you do, and the Smach you do also, because the Smach says the mitzvah lisker ma'aseh amalek nechsev zachar eis hashoscha amalek v'zeo b'shabbos shalchnei purim shemaskir in parash amalek. It sounds like parash zachar. It sounds like that's the ikachi of parash zachar is the kriyas atayr. So one time chayr is a shtuk of makar for that. Megill Yud Ches. Chil, you have the Yud Ches ready?
Yeah?
Oh. So what does Gemara say over there? The Gemara wants to know why, how you know Kar Al Peh is Lo Yatza. Gemara says, ask is Schir is Schirah. It says, Yom Eil Niskar and Benasim. It says by Malek, Soyiv Zoy is the Kar and Beseifer. Ma'ala Alam Beseifer, Avkan Beseifer. My high schir kriya, dilmi in ba'alma. Says Zachar, Yachab Alei, Yishayim Al Tishkach, Yishayim Al Tishkach, Yishayim Al Tishkach, Yishayim Al Tishkach. So the Gemara tells Sue the mitzvah of Zachir Samalek, yeah, to the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, that has to be B'Sefer, can't be Al Peh. Has to be B'Sefer. So the Kharif, the Gemara's mashmah is that when the Taurus Karim says B'Peh, it means B'Sefer. It means b'seifer. That's really the whole key of Chiyus Megillah, but that is b'seifer.
Otherwise, you're not yaitze.
So it sounds like if Shmei Kainef, that's what it sounds like. That's otherwise. How do we know? How do we learn out from Zohar? We're trying to learn out from Chiyus from Zohar to make Megillah. Oh, so here I had an aura. So I didn't see anyone talk about Luchaira to Shtak Aura. Had the Taurus Kainef, we said mentions two of my four things. So my kiddush, same thing. Yachol Alev, Tamalay Meshamar. Why did it say Zachar? Bepeh. Sheishani Beficha. The Yemenish Shemang in Midbar, back and forth, same thing. Miriam, then at the end, Amalek. So the Teres Kainas, on four things, it says it can't be Belev, it has to be Bepeh. Now, we don't find anywhere a whole tutsach about having a kriyas atayra of Ma'is Miriam or Eisa Sherek Safta Midbar or Kiddush for that matter. Yeah? So, why it got to Parash Zachar, we assume, and some Rishonim say even the kriyas atayra bitzibur is their Eisa, yeah? Or certainly a kriya. A kriya mitech aksav, yeah. But yeah, you don't find that by the other ones. But these are trying to say that the way you don't create the parish zacher is with kriya satayra. So why we don't have that by the other ones? It's the same seder advara, same zacher. That's a ha'ara, which I don't have an answer for, but if anyone has an answer, I'd like to hear.
Maybe could it be maybe mitzvara that. Meaning that the Zeich of Amalek were the Torah was more concerned about because he may come to like them as the Chinuch brings down that Svara.
He doesn't say he'll come to like them.
He may come not to hate them anymore.
Okay, he doesn't say to like them. The sin might go away.
Right, the sin might go away.
Okay, so
and
again, how do we know that? If you have a positive that Gal that you can tell me a nice philosophy. But the Teres Kainim has four things and it says the exact same signal in all four of them. So how do we know that? How do Rishayim know that? How do we know that? If that was a Gemara, so you tell me the philosophy, fine. But you can't start with the philosophy. Now, the Chumash Deshin in that piece is coming to say that he says people should be more nizer in Parashat Zachar, Basar, and the Mikra Megillah. Because according to most pious of his man, it could be Megillah B'Yachid. And here we have many Rishayim that hold then you're not yoytze parashas zot, which is a raisa, only betzibur. So therefore, you know, people are known to miss Megillah, but parashas zachar, I guess it wasn't, you know, I mean, today parashas zachar also was tevis makam. I guess in his days it wasn't, you know, people were more lax about parashas zachar than they were about Mikra Megillah. And then turns out it says, it's really fakir. So Magen Avraham tries to be Asher Vimir, and he says, oh no, Bush Honach. He says, he says that you know, yeah, the Kriya is tired of Purim. They come, people come to hear Megillah, so they hear the Kriya of Yavi and Malik. And Mela, you're Yaitzah with that. Now, what answer, but again, Shavadesh Takamashma, you're not, you only Takah, that was Zachar. Okay. Now we mentioned before that the chinuch is misupik exactly what is the zman of the mitzvah. Now from the Rambam, sevachreid mizmedayik is the chiv every day. Because the chayv, what's the deep lashon of the Rambam? The Rambam says that v'chol eis ve'eis. Rambam said, "Sivon liskar mashaslan amalek." What's chol eis ve'eis? I don't know if that's a chareid mizdik. It doesn't say beferish. I'm assuming that that's a mizdik. Chol eis ve'eis. He understands it means every day. It's in the day from the Rambam. And merely brings down taka that from a sefer macho something tav zayin. I'm not sure what that is. It says when the shatz would say kaddish, the tzibur would say before yesh merabba. There was a minute. He says a minute in time of the Riyabov, and in many, many places, Yitzchak de Leon. And he says the minute was they would say the pasuk Yemer ki yod al keis ka mechama l'Hashem ba'mole, and then they would say Yesh Merabba, Mavol Arayim. In middle of Kaddish, they would say Eschiras Hamolek. That sounds maybe one thing we kind of miss every day. I guess not. It really fits in over there, right? Because we're saying Yesh Mirabba, Hashem's name should be big, right? And the pasuk says Yidal Keis Kav Mechama Hashem Amalek. And what does Chazal say? The Ein Kisei Shalim, the Ein Shmoy Shalim, until Yamachias Amalek. Ki Yidal Keis doesn't say Kisei, and doesn't say Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yidal Keis Kav Hashem, and his Kisei is not. Full until the Mechias Amalek. So it makes sense. In the Yesh Merabu, down in the Hashem's name should be glorious again, then it makes sense that it fits in grad over there, mentioning Amalek. Now, so the Chayre in the Chinuch that was Mashma, when he said it there, he spoke about it, he said once every 2-3 years maybe, right? So the Mashmais of that is that your yaitzei l'chayr in the kriyas atayra, when the tzibur get the kriyas atayra is parashas yaitzei, so yaitzei is kriyas amalek. Now l'chayr from this chinuch we can bring a raya to big shaila nachrayim. What is the gather of the chiyuv of kriyas atayra? Is the chiyuv kriyas atayra a chiyuv? The batsim, everyone has a chiyuv to read it. Elamai, the Shliach Tzibur, the Baal Kair, is being mighty everyone. Right? And which in that case, you got to be listening pretty well. Shmei Kain, you have to mamash be listening. Or, is the Chiyuv really just it's a gather of Talmud Kaira, and you have to listen. The Chiyuv is to hear. The Moshul, right? Just like if a person sits in on a shir, and he listens, if he listens, right? So Yizich Mekayim is a Talmud Torah, right? You know, Pash, there's no Shmei Kainah. The Rebbe is not being Mechavim, the Maiz Tamidim in the Divrei Torah, in the deeper of the Divrei Torah, but the Eifin of the Lima Torah is Ayde Shmei. That's the Eifin of the Lima Torah. So one could say the same thing also. Kriyas Torah is the same thing. Which Adar Abataka, your basic angle, in the Shulam Torah, he discusses Barichi, he brings a raya, he wants time for the Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara says that the Kana of Chiyas Torah that he talks about, because he went 3 days without water, in the Midbar, 3 days without water, the Gemara says. Chazal say he meant without Torah. And therefore they were Tiknu, Nevi'im Shebenayah, and Chiyas Torah. So it's mashma that the ikr is together of lima atayra. So it's lima atayra, then there's no din shmei kaina. Lima atayra, if you hear it, you listen to it, it's also aifin of lima atayra. But now, b'l'chayra, listen carefully, everybody. So, b'l'chayra from the chinuch, we could prove otherwise. Because the chinuch tells me that when you go to shul and the kid creates atayra, not by parashat zachar, by parashat kizaitse. Yaitz and mitzvah of, it's inferred in the chinuch. The yaitz and mitzvah of zachar. Right? Now, by zachar, we said, the Torah's Karim says a mitzvah pet. The chinuch says a mitzvah pet. If it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of dibur, then you're not yaitz with shmiya. Don't make yaitz with shmiya, shmiya kaina. Shmiya kaina. But that means that you want to be yaitz shmei kaina. It means that you have to be mechaven lotzeis, and the baal kair has to be mechaven to be made to you, like we see by tkiya shayfer. He has to be mechaven lotzei. You want to be yaitz, right? He has to be mechaven the lotzei with the shmei kaina. So meila, if the chinuch says that you yaitz with kriyas taira, l'chayr it's mashma. That the kind of Kriyas Torah is that everyone should read, and male is automatically Shmei Kaina, and that's a Yaitza. Because here's a Chiyuv Bepeh. Unless you say, you could be Daicha and say that, if that was the Kana, and that's how the Chinuch, that the way the Mekayim the Mitzvah was with the Kriya of Parash Kiseitze, so at least in Parash Kiseitze, the guy automatically will have a mind. But it's a little Dachuk to say that. And the whole year, the Balkar, a whole year, a whole 2 years, 3 years, the Balkar is not being Mechavet Yimayit to everyone. But Parash Yisaitse, there, since he knows everyone has to be Yaitse, Bepeh, he'll have Kavana. Somehow, the flow of the Chinuch, the feeling of the Chinuch, you don't get that vibe in the Chinuch. But so they might not be mochach. The Magen Avraham though it is mochach, because what the Magen Avraham said, the guy, the people that aren't coming to shul on Parashas Zachar, those people that the Shemizdash and trashes, they're not coming to Parashas Zachar. Says the Magen Avraham, no problem. They're coming to shul on the Tehillim Megillah. We're going to read the Yavei Malek. They'll be Yaitzah then. Now, how the Yaitza? The Magen Avraham said they have to go over to the Shatz and say, Reb Yid, please, Mechamed Yimaitzi, El Maitz Mashma, that naturally the Shatz is being Mechaben Lahaitzi. And Mamela, automatically they'll be Yaitze. Automatically they'll be Yaitze.
Yeah, I'll use the same Kriya for two different.
Chavilus, what's
having specific.
There's a Chiyuv Kriyas Torah today on Purim, but the Maisa, you're remembering a Malik if he's saying it. I don't know, why not? Maisa. Now, the Ripsi Pesach brings from the Har Tzvi, Ripsi Pesach and the Har Tzvi brings from the Rabban, Shulus Rabban. He wants to be mitayik from there also that Kriyas Torah is a chiyuv and all yachid v'yachid to say Elamai is din shmei kaina, because he was asked the shaila Hakar b'tayra Lama oimel etzibur Baruch Hu Hashem v'ayrach. Why is he an hakdama Baruch Hashem v'ayrach? Everything has a chiyuv Kriyas Torah, a chiyuv bracha on it. Start with the bracha. When you take a lulav, there's no hakdama over there. Hashem Hashem says, "Until it's lulav, shachianu, achilas matzah, leishim masukah, lach neshul Chanukah." What's the hakdama over here? Baruch Hashem avayra. So he says, because Ezra's masakin kriyas atayra, Vakar b'tayir meitzi rabi dechei vasan. Lefikach. How are you going to see? But Adam Tzrichel and Varech, the Likreis Kemaini. Taskimu Likriasi, Uberkasi Imai, Vemain and Varechem. He wants to be Mishtatif, the Tzibur, because they have a Chiyav like he does. And he's be mighty them, he says, Mefarish. Vakar Batar, mighty Rabbi Nechai Vasan. Right? It sounds like, right? Well, he has to get them together. Let's go, guys. Your pep talk. Baruch Hashem Avara. Let's be Baruch Hashem together. So the Chayim Hashmai's of the run is, Akim Si Pesach, they'd be mighty them in the Kriya itself. Not only that, the Baruch also have to be mighty them. That'll be again later by Kotten. Now, Midach Gisa, and we said the Reis Vayeng also brings a raya from the Radvaz. Very fascinating Radvaz. Radvaz says that a sum is potter from Shnai Mikvar Chatarim. Right? Since he can't read it himself. Right? And Dvar Moshe B'Ksav, Yet the Shalom Malpeh. Elamai, what do you want? They should have someone be might to him. He's Chishnai Mikvar Chatarim. Every Friday, every Shabbos, he'll come and have someone come. I'll pay someone a place to sit there and reach Shnai Mikvar Chatarim and might to him. He says, no, since he's not Mechuyiv, he can't do the decree himself. He's not Mechuyiv to hear from someone else either. It means a raya, listen to this revise. It means a raya from the famous Gemara and Brachas Abches. Abshesh is Mahadir Ape Vigaris. And that's Abshesh is the list of Kriya's Torah. He would learn during Kriya's Torah. That, the whole discussion of Rishonim, Mistira, Tirsugin, and the Saita, the Gemara says that once they started Kriya's Torah, you know how to talk, even in the Vetaira, Chartistira, there's numerous Turtzim in the Rishonim. The Radvaz is going with the Mahalach, that Rishesh was a Saginar, Rishesh was blind. And therefore, it was Potter and creates a Taira. Why? Says the Radvaz. Since he himself, I could listen, right? Tells him, since he can't read himself, he's not Mechuyev to listen. Now, if you hold the Chiyav Kriyas Torah is to listen, who cares if he's blind? Why do we need the ability to read in order to have a Chiyav to listen? Bishlam, if the Chiyav is and everyone Kriyas Torah is everyone to read Kriyas Torah, then you can tell me that what? That if you can't do the reading yourself, you're not mechuyev to have Shema Kain either. Say it. But if the whole chiv of Kriyas Torah is to hear, the whole chiv is just to listen. So why is he not mechuyev? Elamal ezot rabbeis in the angle. It's muchach in the advaz lechayra. The chiv of Kriyas Torah, the gather of chiv of Kriyas Torah is that everyone has a chiv to read it. Elamai kviyot shmei kaina. Kviyot shmei kaina. Since you have no chiyuv to do it yourself, you don't chiyuv to Shema Kain either. That's the chiddush of the Radvaz. Oh. So the shaila is, what about by a cup? What about by a cup? Now, so Taz brings down in Marshal that since chiyuv, the only chiyuv kriyas Torah of the Raisa is Parshas Zachar. That same Tais Hashans that Shumas Deshin brought down. And the Tais and Brachas also we saw. Dr. Marshal, a Rezeah, cotton can't be oil or maftir in Parshas Zachar. He says, even though the Shatz is the one that reads, not the cotton. Yeah? Says the Marshal, so in other words, the Shatz is reading, he's being by the Shatz of the God. Who cares if the cotton's getting that again? So he says, no, you need a Baruch Yuba. You need a Baruch Yuba Lalois. And also he says he himself is also Kaira. He has to read along. This I really didn't understand exactly. Right? What is the significance in the Mashal that the Katan reads along, that the Oiler is supposed to read along with the Baal Kaira? But either way, he's supposed to read Dafka very low. That's only because he made a bracha. But he's not being mighty everyone in his kriya. Right? One's being mighty, if anyone's being mighty anyone, it's a shas, it's a gadol. So the mashal says, but you have to be a bar chiyuva to get the aliyah. It's also not so mochach l'chayre. And second of all, he says, it means bar chiyuva l'alais. And second of all, he says, he's reading along. But who cares if he's reading along? Why is that significant? Why is that significant?
How's it work in general? Meaning the tzibur is being yotze, he's using his bracha being yotze with the shas's kriya.
So, as the bracha, that could be an issue. If it's a chi of a kriya in everyone, and the chi of kriya needs a bracha. And Mela, the cotton, is the one that's making the bracha, so that they can't be aids of the bracha. Yeah? That was the Taz Sesej. The Taz Sesej is just far. Yeah? But that wasn't the Surah of the Mashal. That's a good taina. That the cotton can't be made, so he's not a Baruch Yuba. So he can't be made, so everyone with the bracha. But that wasn't the Mashal. The Mashal didn't mention the bracha Mechla. That's why I don't quite understand the Mashal, especially the Vart that he says that he himself has to read along. Who cares? Why is that significant, Michal? That's only for his private. That's what the Rishonim say, I think, because since he's making the bracha, so he has to be kaira, which is also not the pasuk. Why can't he be yaitz with chazan? Whatever, shmei kaina. But that whole discussion, I believe, is only the guy with the cotton. And no one other rabbi spoke. They say he should definitely say it low, that no one should hear him. They should hear the chazan. And you shouldn't stare at the chazan also, which some people are very nixal on that. You know, some people get up there, somebody's standing, the guy like he's reading along, like, and you know, I can't imagine how the chazan is there with the halt cup because the guy's like screaming, you know, but it's whispering quite loudly. But that's a halacha that it says before, you shouldn't do that. But if you get an aliyah, you should say it very softly. Even the chazan shouldn't hear you. Shouldn't stare at him. But anyway, that's the side point. The Bach that Taz brings down argues, and he says that cotton haydeya lemim mevarchin is good enough. Even if the cotton would be saying it b'kol ra, the cotton ay lemin zayin grun ukriya sevter b'kol shabbos hidaraisa, says the Bach. Everyone's hacking a chinik over here about parashat Zachar being deraisa. Says about what you mean? The kriya sevter every shabbos the chiy deraisa. So Mrs. Kriya Tahir is about the Mrs. Tahir, says the Bach. Where do we know it from? It says, B'dav Moshe, it's Mered Hashem, Amei Yisrael. Like Yerushalmi says, that's the Mokum Kriya Tahir, Moshe Mered, it's not Kriya Tahir, and the Bach says, it's the Chiv Raisa. So Meila, it says in Megillah, that Katn is Ayla Leminyan Shiva. Yeah, Katn is Ayla Leminyan Shiva. So on a regular week, come is Ayla. How's the Ayla? Elma, he could be mighty everyone. He could be mighty everyone, even in Kriya. It's interesting. Since we have cut, we mighty everyone. So, that's Chesha Bach. He says, Noch weiter, he says. Even cut, it's any day living in Mevarchim. Yeah? Is any day living barchin? Ochari's bracha is meaningless. Any day living barchin, he's a little kid. Yeah? Loyidati lama layatsa bekriyas ashats, parashazach kriyas taira. The man of kamina, ba'ayla, will say betaira. Imukat, ikra chiv, shish mukriyas taira. He says, ikra is, says the Bach, is to hear. So therefore, he says, even if it's any day living barchin, it was also not so clear in the back. He says, well, I can hear from the shots. So So why does he have to come on to because the Shmir? Hearing the Shas, the Shas is a Gadol. There's a few points in the Bach which is not so clear. Again, the Bach says that if the cotton is Yedel Mivarchim, then there's no problem at all. Just like you get Leah on Shabbos, you get Leah now, and you invite everyone. He could be the Baal Karet. That's the first condition of Bach. Then he says, you need to cotton is any Yedel Mivarchim, but why can't you be Yedel with the Shatz? Okay, it's also a good time. Shatz is a Gadol. Shatz is Mighty everyone. Shatz is Mighty everyone. Then he throws in because the mitzvah is a shmiya. His mitzvah is a shmiya. Like Kriya's third, the mitzvah is a shmiya. So I don't know why he needs that. Even if the mitzvah is a kriya, you have the shatz as a gadol. But upon him, stay in the bach though, and the mitzvah is a shmiya. The mitzvah is a shmiya. How can you say the mitzvah is a shmiya? The Torah's Karim says, but you need a pet. So this Bach is very difficult. Bach is the Menei Bey, there's a couple of Nakudas here which are not so clear. Come along the Taz, and he says that you can't be Yaitza with his brachas. Smela says, Eich Yaitza Nekriya B'loi Bracha, says the Taz. But I mentioned before, if the cotton has to be mitzvah, if the chiv kriya, say the chiv bracha, then how the cotton can't be mitzvah? Al kapon was any day of me mevarchin, then he zichy can't be mitzvah anyone in the bracha. Now, and he says more than that, this Taz says that without the bracha, you're not yaitzah. And yaitzah, they kriya below bracha. Where does Taz get that from? Except when he was Yedel Mivarchim, and then he could get Aliyah, he says. Or then it's Mashma, even if Yedel Mivarchim, he can't be Maitz, can't be Maitz to the Brachas. You have to be Maitz to the Brachas. But where's he coming from when he says that that the Brachas Makav? Why should the Brachas be Makav? Because the Brachas and Mitzvah Makav. Maybe Chatchila. But he says that he says you're not yaitz the chiyuv of kriya without the bracha.
It's only one that's actually minatora.
So what? So very good. But so, say who said this? Who said by mitzvah where it's the minatora the bracha is makir? So you mean the Gemara and bracha is nesra? Because the Gemara and bracha is a veiz dan. The Gemara talks about bringing down the mission, famous mission in Chumis. Cheresh mendab mevena shemeya la yitray. Vimtaram Trumasi Chuma. Second. Says the Gemara. Yeah? Atman raise it. Yeah. Gemara says Chuma. Again. Cheresh Amadab and Shemeh Lo Yitrim. Why not? Why not? Because you can't hear the bracha. That's the whole sugya be whether you have to be Mashmila, you have to hear what you're saying or not. But the Gemara, no. Rabbi Yaisi, it says you have to Yaisi lo yatz lagar krishma av chuma mishim bracha u bracha rabana lo yi bracha tal yi milsa, the Gemara says. So therefore, what's the Gemara saying? The reason why b'di'eved yi yaitzei, yeah, b'di'eved yi yaitzei is because the bracha is only rabana. Therefore, if you were Mashmila Aznai, well, you need not Mashmila Aznai. If you're not Mashmila Aznai, you're not Yaitz of that Krishna the Raisa. Mashanki made Shuma, it's only Rabbanon. The Bracha the Rabbanon, the Leib Bracha Tali Milsa. So, man, the Bracha is not Makiv. But Betzem by Krishna, it's Makiv. That's what I wanted to say. So, what's we're saying over here? Because the Bracha is only Rabbanon, therefore, it's not Makiv. Yeah? So what about if you have a bracha that's deraisa? Then it is makav? Then the bracha is makav?
Makav the mitzvah.
Makav the mitzvah. That's what it seems to say. Ava chuma mishum bracha hu and bracha the rabbanan loy bracha tali milsa. Bracha the rabbanan rashi says, I'm rabbanan, call mitzvah bracha the rabbanan yasa. No. So there's a Taisa Rosh over here. Taisa Rosh over here says, Tereinach Rami. if you have a mitzvah deraisa, or with the bracha is deraisa, kegain, which bracha is deraisa?
Pirkas Atayra, that's it. Meaning?
Birchas Atayra. Birchas Atayra.
Therefore.
Birchas Atayra, no, I'm talking about birchas mitzvah. A bracha on a mitzvah. Birchas Atayra, where the bracha is deraisa, then ken zayin, zok betayis rosh, that's ma'akev. Ken zayin, it's ma'akev, zok betayis rosh. He'll apply it.
So if you don't make a bracha on your limit Torah, you haven't learned that day?
So if he's there, if a guy didn't make brachas Torah, he's not carrying the mitzvah. And there's a Rabbi Chanan, that the Chanan Vassarin, that wrote down in Dvar Avram, I think it's Chayil Galas in Tezvav, where Rabbi Chanan says, Stam to the Shver Rabbi Chanan over there. Rabbi Chanan writes, Kimidumali, that that if you don't make a bracha, second, you're not mekayim. You don't make a bracha. No. Kimidumali, that's awesome to learn without a bracha. Kimidumali. That's also to learn without a bracha. Then the geish was mourning. That old child, like from Alois, where it's already suffic, if your bracha is good, should you learn or not learn? All the machmirim, they don't learn from them because it's a child of the bracha. But all the parts say you should have learned it. But anyway, so b'chaz kimidumali, that's also to learn without a bracha. Says Rabbi Chanan, he doesn't understand that chayra. Since the Birch Kriya is the Raisa, so Meila, based on this Gemara, I don't remember if it's Taisa Rosh, based on this Gemara, if the mitzvah, if the Brach is the Raisa, there's Ma'akim in the mitzvah. Which would mean that by Kriya's Tariah, by Birch's Tariah, it's Psachelik in the mitzvah, it's not just a Brach and Bachutz, Psachelik in the mitzvah. So Meila says, so what's the problem? If you didn't make a Brach, so you're not Makai in mitzvah. So how can you say it's also to learn? Like I say, it's also to learn without a bracha. If the bracha is ma'akiv, it's a funny question, right? So you're not making the mitzvah, it's not also. You can do anything. Alright? That's Rav Chanan's question. Lemaisa, and over there, it's a shvar piece. He's meramiz to the Gemara in the Darim, Amal of Daritz, Shalabirchu B'tarah T'chila. Yeah? He's meramiz over there, that's so from there you see that you're not Makai in the mitzvah. That from there we see the bracha is ma'akev the mitzvah. But the is ma'akev the bracha is ma'akev. Yeah, the bracha is ma'akev Kriyas Torah. That's his maram is mechayra. That's what he means. He brings out the Gemara and Dharam over there. But mechayra is a pella. Mechayra is a pella. Right, everyone knows the Ran over there, Mizan Rayaina, Shabirchum Tarat Chila, all the Shmuzin for Shvur, Shabirchum Tarat Chila is the Pshah, because they treated Torah just as Echdim, Zatel Alachis, they weren't Makshav Torah for its own sake, and therefore they weren't Makshav it, they weren't Makshav the Torah, therefore they didn't make a Brach on the Torah. And therefore, of the Aretz was the Churm came not because of the Brach, it came because of the zulzul that was there in not making the bracha. So as al kapanim, lefidat ha'isarach, when the birchas hamitzvah, that's the raisa, ken zayin it's makir. So maybe that could be. I think that maybe that's from the Taz. The Taz told us. Taz told us that the Kriyas HaTorah over here, Parsha Zachar, yeah, he wants to say that it's Ma'akev. That the Bracha is Ma'akev. Why is the Bracha Ma'akev? Because maybe he holds that since it's the Chiyav is Kriyas HaTorah, the Chiyav is the Rais is Kriyas HaTorah, and so it's the Mitzvah Talmud Torah over here. So maybe it could be it's ma'akev. It's Kriyas HaTorah. It means it's not Talmud Torah. You have Chiyav Birchas HaTorah. Midaraisa. Actually, I'm reminded now, there's Yeshua's Yankiv that says, maybe to make Taz even better, Yeshua's Yankiv says that the Chiv, the Birchus Torah is the Raisa, it's only Bitzibur. Only creates a Torah, I think, Yeshua's Yankiv. Check it out. There's Yeshua's Yankiv that says, or Mishkan is Yankiv, Mishkan is Yankiv. Mishkan is Yankiv says that, I think, that the Chiv of Birchus Torah the Raisa is only by Kriyas HaTorah. So Mela, that could be Pshat and the Taz. That's why he's assuming that the Bracha is Ma'akiv, the Mitzvah. Because the Mitzvah is the Kriyas HaTorah of Parash Zachar. So Mela, he says, if the Kotten is going to be Ayla, and the Kotten can't be Ma'itzi in the Bracha, in other words, even though the Baal Torah is the big Ma'itzi, everyone in the Kriya, right? It's not the Kriya, it's fine. If a God living with God, the Kotten's not reading it. Elamai says the Taz, what's the problem with the bracha? And the bracha is not in the mitzvah. Why is the bracha not in the mitzvah? Teretz is, because since it's the Kriyas HaTorah, and the bracha of Birchus Torah is the Raisa. And now we're adding the Kneich, Lefi the Mishnah is Yankiv, the Kriyas HaTorah is the Raisa, the Meila, Lefi is there, we can understand why he's saying it's Makkah. So the rest maybe we'll finish tomorrow by Nasha.